Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on Ephesians chapter 5, we were talking about bringing up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and administering punishment for doing wrong. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In this era in which our text was written, there were two main problems. There was military oppression, and there was employer oppression. A military could compel you to stop whatever you were doing and carry their things for a mile. They could rough you up to do it. An employer could actually beat his servant. In that day, the servant and the master was what we call employee-employer, only it was much stronger than employee-employer. There was 120 million population in that day, and 60 million were considered servants. And instead of docking somebody's pay, instead of firing them, they could yell or hit you. I mean, they could rough you up pretty good. So what is going on here is teaching a child to have a submissive attitude to authority, not to become wrathful, not to strike back. They were not to encourage children to be brawlers, to be fighters, to lose their temper, to tell others off. They weren't to encourage them to fight other children and to learn how to fight real well. In America, we often see children talking back to authority, especially in the classrooms, this seems to happen. And parents in some places encourage that. And they'll say something like this: well, we live in a democracy, and our child needs to have a say-so in the classroom, and you just need to let him speak, and you're taking away my child's rights. Well, my friend, they're not taking away your child's rights. You're trying to help your child. You're the one that's injuring your child. When you're not backing authority, you're helping to provoke your child to wrath, and that is what the Scriptures here condemns. Now, that's something to do something that God condemns. A father will give an account if he misleads his son in this manner. We're told that he is instead to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture is the same Greek word used for chastening. Now, this is a reiteration of the Old Testament teaching to spank your child, but do it in the Lord. In other words, you spank that child for breaking biblical principles and standards of right, not just because they let you down. You see, spanking should reflect love that says, I don't want you to go wrong. For example, it is wrong to disobey. It is wrong to disrespect. It is wrong to steal. It is wrong to lie. It is wrong to cheat. Now, those are all Bible principles. And when a child does that, you are to make the pain of the punishment much greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. I think it's wise to be calm when you're administering a spanking. Now, again, the spanking should be harder than the joy of doing wrong. As we said, the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. I'm now a grandfather. I've got 13 grandchildren, and my children, all of them are grown. But when they're little, I believe the statute of limitations has ran out, so I don't think I'm going to get in trouble over this. But my children are little, I spank them. Normally, what I would have them do is that I would lay them across the bed, and I would give 7 licks across their backside or the side the Lord provided for me to hit. Now, I would use my belt, and I would try to make the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. I warned them, if you cover up, then I'll give you an extra lick for each time you cover up. And I kept that promise. The kids learned not to cover up as a result. Now, before I'd give them that spanking, I would make them tell me what they did wrong. I'd make them tell me what the consequences were for doing that wrong. And then after I spanked them, I'd let them cry for a few minutes. And then I'd walk back in the room, make them tell me again why they got a spanking. I'd let them know that I didn't enjoy the spanking them, but I loved them. I didn't want them to do wrong. I wanted them to grow up to be right. And I put my arm around them. Now, that takes some time, but you know what? I didn't have to raise my voice to do it. And I believe that it was a right and scriptural way in which to discipline your children. Now, I know psychology today, and even Christian psychologists, try to tell you not to spank your children. Well, the Bible says to do it. I still think very much so, and know very much so, that God is smarter than man. God is better than man. And so I'm just going to believe God instead of men, regardless of the PhDs and what have you. God is good, and God is always, always, always right. And so, you spank your child, as the Bible says. Now, you don't take a hand and you don't slug them. You don't beat them after that matter. You need to be thrown in jail if you do that to your child. And someone that abuses his child to where they're breaking bones, putting them in chains and things of that nature, that is a filthy, rotten sin that even God hates. And you need to get right with God. And if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Now, I believe that you spank children when they're wrong, when they disobey, when they disrespect, when they steal, when they lie, when they cheat, when they won't do their duties. You gave them a job to do, and then you come back, and they've been watching television, they've been doing other things, but they haven't been doing the job they're supposed to do. They know they're to do it. They don't do it. You spank them. You see, you want to break laziness and apathy early, as well as a selfish attitude. Now, although mothers play a big part in the child's life, we see that the first responsibility of rearing children with discipline and admonition is laid at the father's feet. It is the father that is to be very active in child training. And spanking is a part of that training. It is not a tool for you to relieve your frustrations. This training should be leading in a right direction and not something that is arbitrary. For example, lying should receive a spanking every time. Some will do it when it makes them upset, but other times they just kind of laugh it off. Lying needs to be punished with a spanking, whether it makes you upset or whether you think it's cute. You see, you're trying to bring them up in the nurture of the Lord. And lying is associated with the devil. He is the father of lies. And when that little one is lying, you're seeing that little one being manipulated by the devil. Now, this word, nurture, is dealing with making children do what they are supposed to do. It is actually leading them in righteousness. And that leads to the next word. Not only are you to bring them up in the nurture, but verse 4 says here of Ephesians 6, and the admonition of the Lord. Now, friend, the word admonition is from the Greek word nuthesia, from which many have made a living on the word nuthetic counseling. Now, basically, it just means to put in the mind. And repetition is the best teacher. We in college read a book titled Competent to Counsel, and it mentioned new aesthetic counseling. It seemed like every chapter had a new definition for new aesthetic counseling. And I don't say that to be critical. I just say that it was using that just to refer many times to it and to give it many different definitions. But the idea is to put it in the mind, to keep it there. The idea of the word admonition is of verbal training. And because the tense is continuous, it means to repeat it. Teach Bible. Teach the principles of the Bible for living, and teach it often to your children. Peter, Apostle Paul, both in their epistles spoke of putting the adults in remembrance. And if it needs to be repeated for adults, it definitely needs to be repeated for our children until it's ingrained in their heart. And it begins to lead those children to holiness. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, we read, "And these words which I, that is which God, command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently." Now, what does the word diligently mean to you? Well, it means giving it your all. I mean, making this very important. And so he says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." Now, he said that he commanded this day that the words would be in your heart. So, first of all, the words need to be in your heart. You've got to get into the Word of God to where it's in your heart. And then, you're to teach them diligently to your children. And how often are you to do that? Well, listen to the rest of Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 9. It says, "And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Well, talk of it when you're sitting down, when you're walking, when you're lying down, when you're rising up. Boy, I tell you what, now that's pretty well around the clock, isn't it? Talking to your children and driving these principles into them from the Word of God, this doctrine. You see, a lot of us, we've had family altar where we just had a few minutes each night and 4 or 5 nights a week that you might do that, if you do it at all. Well, they were not only doing it every day, it was to be throughout the day. And he goes on in verse 8 of Deuteronomy 6 to say, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Now, let's think about those two verses. On your hand, as frontlets between your eyes. In other words, to be thinking on these things. Always have it before you. And then write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.